أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Continuing with the life of the Prophet, we see that there are some sad aspects. In 10 after Hijra, at the age of 63, his son through Maria Qabt, whom he had married, called Ibrahim, falls ill at the age of 17 or 18 months. The Prophet, with tears in his eyes, said, "The eyes send their tears and the heart is saddened, but we do not say anything except that which pleases our Rabb. Ibrahim, we are bereaved by your departure from us." Ibrahim dies, and his death coincided with an eclipse of the sun, and a rumor went out saying that the sun was eclipsed in sadness over the death of Ibrahim. Upon hearing this, the Prophet said, "The sun and the moon are signs of God. They are eclipsed neither for the death nor birth of any man. And on beholding an eclipse, therefore, remember God and turn to Him in prayer." In the same year, he performed his last Hajj, showing each of his companions the rites. He was accompanied by 100,000 companions. On the plains or on the mountain of Arafat, he gave a sermon citing the principles of Iman and their manifestations. He said, mounted on his camel, "O people, hear my words, for it is possible that I may not meet you at this spot in future. O people, your blood and your property, that means your honour and your reputation, are respectable for one another, like this day and this month, till the day on which you meet Allah, and every transgression in this behalf is unlawful." In order to be sure of the desired impressions of his words on the people about the respectability of lives and property of the Muslims, he asked Rabi'ah bin Umayyah to ask them which month is this, and all of them replied, "It's a respectable month, and warfare during this month is prohibited and unlawful." And the Prophet said to Rabi'ah, "Tell them, Allah has declared your blood and property unlawful and respectable for one another, like this month, until you leave this world." And again he said to Rabi'ah, "Ask them, which land is this? And all of them replied, "It is a respectable land, and bloodshed and transgression in it is strictly prohibited." He said to Rabi'ah, "Tell them, your blood and property are respectable like this land, and every transgression in it is prohibited." Therefore the Prophet said to Rabi'ah, "Ask them, which day is this?" And they said, "It is the day of Hajj al-Akbar, the great Hajj." And the Prophet said, "Tell them, your blood and property are respectable like this day. Yes, O people, you should know that the blood which was shed during the days of ignorance should be forgotten and should not be avenged. Even the blood of Ibn Rabi'ah should be forgotten. You will return to Allah soon, and in that world your good and bad deeds will be weighed. I tell you, O people, one to whom something has been entrusted should return it to its owner. You must know that usury is strictly prohibited. Those who have invested their capital to earn interest can take back only their capital. They shall neither oppress nor be oppressed. And as regards the interest which the debtors of Abbas owed before Islam, the same has lapsed, and he has no right to claim it. O people, Shaitan has lost hope of his being worshipped in your land. If you follow him in small matters, he will be happy and pleased, so do not follow him." The Prophet continued telling them, "Your women have rights over you, and you have rights over them. Your right is that they should not admit anyone in the house without your consent, and should not be guilty of something unfair, failing which Allah has authorized you to leave their beds. In case, however, they return to the path of truth, you should treat them with kindness and love, and provide them with comfortable means of life. I recommend to you on this land that you should be kind to your women, because you hold them in trust from Allah, and they have become lawful to you according to His laws. O people, hear my words carefully, ponder over them. I am leaving two memorable things amongst you. One of them is the Book of Allah, and the other is my speech and my sunnah, my seerah. If you abide by them, you will not go astray. Hear my words and think over them. Every Muslim is the brother of another Muslim, and all Muslims of the world are brothers to one another. And anything out of the property of the Muslims is not lawful for a Muslim, except when he acquires it with an honest intention. O people, those present here should communicate these remarks to those who are absent. After me there will be no prophet, and after you Muslims there will be no ummah. You should know that I am announcing it today, that I have banned all the ceremonies and beliefs of the age of ignorance, and am informing you of their falsity." At this juncture he raised his hands towards the skies and he said, "Allah, I have communicated your message." And three times he said, "O Allah, be witness to it. O Allah, be witness to it. O Allah, be witness to it. And he stayed in Arafah on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah till sunset, and before the sun was hidden in the western horizon, he mounted his camel and spent a part of the night in Muzdalifah, and then between dawn and sunrise in Mashhar on the 10th day proceeded to Mina and performed the ceremonies of Rami al-Jamara and the sacrifice and taksir. Then he proceeded to Makkah to perform the other ceremonies of Hajj, and he taught the same to others. In the terminology of hadith and history, this journey is called Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj. It's also known as Hajjul Balagh, the Hajj of delivery of the message, and Hajjul Islam, the Hajj of Islam. Each of the names have some associations, which is quite evident.
We are soon coming to the conclusion of the series that we've looked at the life of Rasulullah. A few more talks. And let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq to take lessons from this life, from his life. For he says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. Indeed, in the Messenger of Allah, you have the most perfect example. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.